I'm going to start off our talkbacks with a note from our good friend Ian down in Minneapolis. Ian is a new member to KAXE and an avid phenologist, and this is his note to me this week. It is so cute. He says, Mr. Latimer, first of all, I love that. Oh, spring is back with a vengeance. So much of this season has emerged in the past 48 hours, it's made phenology journaling a chore. I know what he means. I had 48 notes this past week. Unbelievable. I haven't had 48 notes since probably last fall. The spring kickoff began on the morning of Saturday, April 21st, when a couple of morning cloak butterflies flitted over the ice and snow in my backyard. Later that afternoon, I spotted a fox sparrow, northern flicker, turkey vulture, and yellow-bellied sapsucker, all firsts of the year. On Sunday, April 22nd, I heard a solitary spring peeper singing, spotted a hermit thrush scratching leaf litter for food, and crept up on a few male wood ducks at a small vernal pond in Theodore Worth Park. And today I spotted my first chipmunk, violet, Siberian squill, song sparrow, and bat. To think that 1 week ago today we were digging out from a blizzard. That from our friend Ian Welch down in Minneapolis. Thanks, Ian. It can be a chore this time of year, but what a chore. Yeah, one that we approach with gusto. We also heard from Ed Dallas. Ed says that in his neighborhood, let's see, goldfinches in full yellow. He found a beetle out crawling around. He saw his first moth. Spring peepers on the 22nd, and yellow-rumped warblers, and a grackle and red-winged blackbirds on the 23rd, and a Compton's tortoiseshell butterfly back on the 18th. So many, many things going on from our regulars. And now let's start with our students. And starting off this week will be Mariah Jeske's sixth graders from Ely, Minnesota.
Hello, this is the phenology report for Ely for the week of April 13th through the 20th. My name is Chase, and I'm reporting from the 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Our temperatures have been warming up with a high of 51 on April 19th and a low of 15th on the same day. We are almost at 14 hours of daylight, and a student even mentioned that it was getting light out in the 5 o'clock a.m. hour. The mornings are icy, but when we leave school, there are puddles because the snow is melting fast. There are lots of reports of slushy lakes, including miners. School was canceled Monday because we got 18 inches of blowing snow. Spring is showing up in the plants and trees in the area. Both Esther and Gabriel have noticed pussy willows are in bloom, and Robert saw buds on his basswood tree. Rosemary and Brecken reported that apple trees have buds. Matthew has a tiger lily garden in his yard and mentioned that they are starting to sprout out of the ground. This week, there were many reports of deer in large numbers. They seem to be searching for food on the new grass. Pileated woodpeckers were seen on trees by two different students. The Chagawa River is still a popular place to see birds. There were reports of millards, common golden eyes, and swans. Our para Steve has noticed the snowshoe hare are turning brown. Coyotes howling were heard by the Jacob on the evening of the 19th. It feels like spring outside. The current temperature is about 54 degrees as we are recording this on Friday. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report.
Thank you. Lots of good notes there. Lots of good things going on. Pussy willows definitely are coming out all over the place. Tiger lilies breaking ground. I saw wild irises coming up, not flowering, but just the first shoots of their leaves coming up out of the ground. And the snowshoe hares are turning brown in Ely. We don't see a lot of snowshoe hares this far south, but we always appreciate the moments that we do. Our next report comes from Chris Holmes, fifth graders at Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia.
Hello, my name is Ashlyn Jenick. I am reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom, Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phenology for Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. Here are a couple of first of spring things my class has seen in the past week. 1. First red-winged blackbird, April 21st. 2. First millbird's tortoise shell butterfly, April 22nd. 3. First cormorants on Silver Lake, April 18th. My class collected 10 gallons of sap in the middle of last week, and then the zap stopped running again. On Monday, Damon was sent in the hall to finish his math, and he ran into the classroom to tell us a bird hit the window out there. We all ran to the window to see it and found it sitting stunned on the windowsill. We were able to identify it as a dark-eyed junco. It was small, gray, and its tail had white stripes on the edges. When its senses returned after 30 minutes, it flew away. Eli's family has not had much luck collecting sap from the red maple trees. Last week, they collected more spiders than sap in their buckets. During the snowstorm on April 16th, Justin reports seeing all brown weasel slinking along the shoulder of Highway 53. We'll report seeing a snow show here that was all brown. Many robins came back in large numbers last weekend, and we can hear them singing in the trees and hopping on the ground. We have all only seen a few red-winged blackbirds, though. Redpolls are gone from our feeders, and now the purple finches have showed up and have been eating sunflower seeds. I went to Minneapolis last weekend and found out quickly that there are many more songbirds there than in Virginia. I recorded them on my iPad, and I think they were finches, sparrows, and warblers. They sounded sweet. I hope they get to Virginia soon. That is our report for this weekend. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Lots of good news from Virginia. Lots of birds up that way. I was up there on Saturday in Mountain Iron, which is what they call West Virginia, and saw a tree swallow. So there are lots of things coming to the North Country these days. Our next report, also in the North Country, comes from Cherry.
Hi, my name is Avi.
Hi, my name is Adeline. And we are from Cherry School. And this is in fifth grade class. And Adeline will tell you about some of our phenology observations.
Last week, Avi saw a black-winged robin, Char saw flowers, and Julie heard geese. Leslie saw ducks, Hunter saw robins, and Char saw wild turkeys. And this is all of our phenology observations. Thank you!
Thank you. Robins, Canada geese, and turkeys up in the Cherry area. Good work up there. Good kids doing good business. Our next report comes from our good friend Robbie Teege, who teaches sixth grade at the North Shore Community School, located near Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of April 14th, 2018. My name is Joby, and I'm going to be your phenologist for this week. A spring storm hit over the weekend. On the 14th, through the morning of the 16th. There was an accumulation of 6 to 12 inches in the surrounding area. Our neighbor, Wisconsin, had two counties that had blizzard-like conditions. On Monday the 16th, school was canceled due to heavy snow and poor driving conditions. On Tuesday the 17th, the sky was a bright blue and the sun was shining. There is a slight wind. Towards the end of the week, we are enjoying warm temperatures with lots of mud. The ground is now frozen but is covered with mud. There are some hard spots and also some soft spots where the ground is thawing. There's a lot more snow in the shady parts of the woods because the trees are blocking the sunshine. There's about 3 to 4 inches, unlike the open area where there's no snow. The maple sap is flowing. There is about 2 cups of sap in one bag hanging from a tree. On Tuesday, Lily found a dead worm in a puddle. As the temperatures slowly rise and the days warm, insects are starting to come out. Gravel in our playground is submerged in a small pond of water. When we went out on Friday the 20th, we observed many beetles swimming around in the water under a clear layer of ice. Ms. Siji said they were water boatmen. They look like a little boat being paddled with two paddles. These are actually their back legs, which are enlarged to use to move around through the water. Many small black spiders are scurrying around the forest floor. Although the ant hills are still frozen, we are getting small ants in our classroom. Klaus had them marching on his bedroom wall. The first turkey vulture was seen on Saturday the 14th as it soared holding its wings like a V over the Clover Valley. Another one was seen over our school playground the afternoon of the 17th. A small flock of 3 snow buntings flew up from the side of the Homestead Road on Wednesday the 18th. Their white wing patches flashed nicely in the wind as they flew. They must be heading back up north as the snow recedes. Robin migration is beginning to get into full swing. If you are at Super 1 and 2 Harbors Thursday evening, you may have noticed a fast-flying dark gray bird with pointed wings and black markings, resembling a football smudges under its eyes. This peregrine falcon seemed to have interest in a lone gull sitting on a light post. It circled around and worried the gull quite a bit. There is a good reason for this. Peregrines catch and eat pigeons, ducks, and other water birds for their meal. People have been seeing lots of robins. Fiona saw one on the road, standing there driving to school. On Friday morning, Lydia heard lots of chickadees chirping their song. Amaya saw two swans flying over Arrowhead Road on the 19th of April. Elliot has been noticing many moths flying around her house, and Warren saw a butterfly on his driveway. On Saturday the 14th, Miss Jackson caught a glimpse of a black and white ambling down her driveway. Upon a closer look, she discovered it was a skunk, maybe the same one she smelled last week. It continued to investigate near her house, then ambled off again into the woods. Fiona noticed a smell when she was walking down her driveway to the bus. She realized soon that it smelled a lot like skunk. She ran down to the bus after that. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Be observant, as they suggest. Yeah, sap flowing in the Two Harbors area. Insects, the water boatmen made me wonder how they got to those puddles so quickly. But they're inventive little bugs, and it's always fun to see them. And a peregrine falcon, what an opportunity. Those things are so rare and have been reintroduced to Minnesota and now are becoming a bit more common. And the kids in the Two Harbors area got a chance to see some. Our next report comes from Nate Lindner's fifth grade class at the Robert J. Elkington Middle School here in Grand Rapids.
This is Aria from Mr. Lindner's class, and these are the observations that I wrote. The cement is warm like the slightest breeze with no wind. I can hear the water going through the sewers and drains, like snow melting faster than the world moves. And the wind is coming from the southwest. There are dandelions around the building. There's almost no snow. Trees are waving like the hands of kids saying hello to friends. Grass is starting to come up and turn green. Bumblebees are starting to come back, just like kids in September, coming back to school. A spider crawled in my hair and then went back out, like when it, the spider, going into the web and then leaving. There is one plane flying above, like birds above. There's birds chirping, kind of like the cars that honk. On Saturday, Mr. Lindner found a 2-foot gardener snake and earthworms in his garden.
Nice work, Ari. Thank you so much. I do like your writing style. You work really hard. Dandelions, spider in her hair. And I got to tell you what, this little girl, she has spider in her hair and she did not panic. She just let it walk back out, which made me feel really good because that's what I like. Kids that aren't afraid of spiders. Our next report comes from the Bemidji Apple Blossom School.
Hi, my name is Morgan.
My name is Kelvin.
And my name is Natalie. We are from Apple Blossom Nature School.
On April 18th, we saw our first robin at school. On Friday, our first mosquitoes and black flies. Finn caught a monster northern and threw it back.
On Saturday, August saw sandhill cranes and 10 blue-winged teals.
Calvin caught 63 giant perch. There was a red fox on the lake.
There were many ducks, geese, and swans on Lake Bemidji. People were ice fishing. Other people were wearing shorts.
Sarah heard chorus frogs on April 22nd. Today in our sit spots, we saw aspen and basswood buds opening.
There is open water by the shore.
We saw geese fly over. We heard red-winged blackbirds.
Most of the snow is gone. It feels like spring.
That's all for this week.
It does feel like spring, and most of the snow is gone. Thank you from the Bemidji Apple Blossom School kids. Always wonderful to hear what's going on in your neighborhood. Our final report this morning from the school kids comes from our Southern reporters down at the Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Sophie from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. It's finally spring. We have seen several great egrets, and we continue to see herons. There are a lot of ducks, including some babies, on local ponds. Not all of the ponds have open water yet, though. We heard a report over 300 swans on a local lake. According to report, they are waiting here for the lakes to open up further north. We have seen pelicans as well. There were 50 juncos in Soren's pine tree. There were also large groups of grackles. John went out to the turkey opener and shot his first turkey. We continue to hear the Phoebe song and the pump handle song, but not as frequently. We have seen bud break on a box elder tree, and we are waiting anxiously for the other trees we are watching. Bloodroot is just beginning to poke through the leaves. We saw swarms of flies and gnats this weekend, but no mosquitoes yet. The canyon is roaring with downtown Northfield, and the local creeks are overflowing. This has been Prairie Creek Community School, one more step along the phenology journey.
Indeed, and thank you so much for your reports. We can get a view of what may be happening before too long here. Box elder bud burst and bloodroot poking up from the ground. I'll be checking both of those at my house this week. Those are our student reports, phenology student reports for this week. Thank you for listening.
Time for a few more phenology talkbacks that have come in.
Yeah, we got a couple of local folks, or listeners, I guess, who have called in with their observations. First off is Ruth.
Hi, this is Ruth from Grand Rapids. I'm calling for John Latimer's phenology report. I just wanted to say that today, on Sunday, April 15th, I was driving on Wabana Road, and there were three turkey vultures. What they're doing here right now, I have no idea, but there they were. Have a good day.
I can tell you what they were doing there. They were searching out those roadkill deer. Yeah, it doesn't require much for a vulture to be happy. Just some dead animals along the highway, and they're well fed. I saw a couple this past week myself, and so yeah, the turkey vultures have returned along with a great number of other birds, and we'll be talking about them coming up on the phenology report. But first, this word from Rick.
Hi, John. This is Rick down in Aiken. I wanted to let you know that on Sunday evening, April 22nd, I heard the wood frogs singing. They sounded awfully anemic, but being less than a week after we had received 6 inches of snow, you can't blame them. And I would imagine by this coming weekend, they should be singing in full chorus. It was just wonderful to hear them out there trying to sing. So it is spring.
All right. Thanks, Rick. It is spring. We've now had, I've only heard tree frogs. Ed Dallas heard spring peepers, and now we have reports of wood frogs as well. So the frogs are getting up and getting out there, occupying those vernal ponds. And we will be talking about vernal ponds on air here probably next week. So stay tuned for that.